Johnny Foodmasters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
And the Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to... Okay, the music's still playing. There we go. It's over now. Welcome to WMFO Medford. You are listening to 91.5, and more specifically, you are listening to Storytime with Papa T here on WMFO Medford. It's always a pleasure to be here, and today we are joined by a special guest. She is mum at the moment. Somewhat of a timeout, I think. Somewhat accidental. But... let's keep playing music, and then we can talk to the special guest after. The first one was from Mount Joy with Sheep. It was a single from them. They have no other recorded music other than that single, apparently, so we'll see what comes from them. And then there was The Greeting Committee with Hands Down Reprise, and I've never heard the original one, so I don't know what Hands Down Regular is like. Up next, though, we're going to have some music from the show Sneaky Pete off of Amazon. From the Bright Light Social Hour. Let's go.
I'm not afraid to die.
Indeed. So, more music was just played. And they were from, the first one was from the Bright Light Social Hour. The song was Harder Out Here. It is the main title theme from the show Sneaky Pete on Amazon, if you didn't know. Which looks pretty good. If you don't, I'm gonna stop talking because I don't know anything about it other than it looks pretty good.
Oh, I was hoping for like a synopsis, actually.
It's about a guy named Pete.
Is he sneaky?
He tries to be, okay. I think. And I think it's the evolution of him getting the wings of Sneaky Pete. That's totally incorrect. Not totally incorrect. Mostly incorrect, probably.
Uninformed.
Yes, thanks. After that, though, we had Dr. Dog's La Da... La da 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 da.
La da 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 da.
Said much more delightfully than what I was saying, but from the album Abandoned Mansion. Fun stuff. Fun stuff indeed.
Dr. Dog makes me happy.
Yeah. So, I previously was not able to introduce her before because she was in timeout or whatever, but now we have our guest on the show and you can probably hear her. Would you like to say hello?
Hey. Hi.
Great.
What's up?
So we're going to have a guest for the hour, and it'll make story time with Papa T, not just Papa T.
Do we get to tell stories?
Yeah, always.
Cool.
The first, well, not really stories, but like...
Short anecdotes?
Background behind the music.
Oh, I see.
Are you ready for some background?
Mm-hmm.
So, the next song is from Damian Jurado. Have you ever heard of him?
I don't think so.
I hadn't either before a week ago.
Wow.
But... Have you heard of the show This Is Us?
Nope.
It's a show on NBC. For those of you who watch TV or like watching TV, it's a quality show that is very wholesome and gives you the feels.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you cry when you watch it?
Pleading the fifth on that one. But they have good music, and it's a well-produced show with well-produced things, including music.
Very cool.
One of the songs from that is this song.
Let's listen to it.
Here we go.
When I look back upon my time, see the snapshots of my life, you will not be surprised. See your name across my smile. See your name across my smile, and I will remember you. I will remember you. I will remember you. The way you are right now. The way you are right now. When I first came into view, I was older than you knew, always going out of tune. Anytime you leave the room, anytime you leave the room, and I will remember you. I will remember you. I will remember. Of my life, you will not be surprised. See your name across my smile. See your name across my smile. And I will remember you. I will remember you. I will remember you. The way you are right now. The way.
Peoples, how goes it?
What kind of an accent is that?
That is my accent.
Do you talk like that all the time?
No.
Oh.
On the air, sometimes.
Okay.
I'm weird on the air. For anyone who's been listening to the show now and in the past, please call in and confirm that I'm weird when I speak on the radio.
I believe you, but if anyone has any good stories, that would be great.
Okay. As for continuing on, those were two songs. The first one was from Damian Jurado. The song name was Cola. And then it was Kalia with Glass House off of their album A/B. Thoughts, comments, questions, concerns?
I don't know any of these songs, but I've been enjoying them.
Cool.
So.
Well, we're going to just keep it going. But before we do that, because WMFO is a free-form radio station, you know what time it is?
PSA.
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 So there's going to be two PSAs today because I wanted to showcase my two favorite PSAs. This first one is by far my favorite. Then there's a second. It's like not quite a close second, but it's good.
Wait, are you going to play the better one first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, no, okay. I'll play the second one.
I think...
It's like runner-up style.
Yeah.
Okay. Runner-up for my favorite PSA. If you are a child, don't listen right now.
Oh, no.
There is no actual cursing, but it is adult material.
Okay. I'll close my ears.
And then we'll have music right after. Cool.
Oh,
what?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Traveling through the graveyard with a suitcase full of sparks. Honey, I'm just trying to find my way to you. I lit up every campfire I found out in the dark. Oh, I cut down all the cottonwood. Picked up all the arrowheads, all buffalo trails of the Indians. The Oklahoma sky was cutting through. Along the tracks with the runaway, he just talks and talks and talks. Honey, I'm just trying to find my way to you. And I quit counting stars that night in the cold by the satellite field. I quit panning gold, digging holes. Yeah, I'm just trying to find my way. Swam across the poncho, took a train to Catalina. Opened up my guitar case and all the songs were blue. Haunted all the alleys, Lord, I drifted down the valleys. Honey, I'm just trying to find my way to you. And I quit casting hooks off the California coast we held so dear. I quit flashing smiles, running wild. Yeah, I'm just trying to find my way. Bottle to the ocean. She never wrote me back. all the countless days along the sea of blue. Learned the language of the mockingbird. She took and twisted all my words. Yeah, I'm just trying to find my way with you. And I'll meet you in the graveyard with the winter trees and stars. Oh, we could open up this suitcase full of scars.
Shake it off. Heartbreak is gonna break, break, break. The fake is gonna fake, fake, fake. I'm just gonna shake, shake, shake. Shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off now. Shake it off, shake it off. shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
We're on air right now.
Oh. Question.
I did hear your question. Still would you stands. Like to repeat the question for everyone else?
Yeah, I was asking if you're happy or sad that the snow is melting.
I am mixed feelings. I'm a big...
Overrated or underrated?
Snow melting? Confused internally.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I'm a big winter person. Love the winter. My preferred sports are winters. Sports. That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
No, but like, you know, the winter brings with it snow where you can go snowboarding, and that's when hockey generally happens the most and other things like that. And snow
but it's
is also
still winter.
Yeah.
You can still have hockey without snow.
Yeah. But, you know, I think snow is delightful to look at until it like gets super gross.
Right.
And that's just nature is beautiful. Humans mess it up with their
humaning.
Yeah.
Right.
Their mud and whatever.
Okay.
So I think if we just got rid of all the humans and left the snow,
life would be better.
Life would be dandy.
Okay.
What do you think?
I enjoyed the snow while it was here. I wish I had had a little more time to enjoy the snow. But I'm also enjoying the sun.
Yeah.
So I have no complaints.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused, because I like the warm weather too.
It's, oh, so you're just an imposter. You just tell all the weathers.
No, yeah.
That they're your favorite.
I love all the weathers, except for spring. Spring generally kind of sucks.
Because of all the rain?
Well, because it's winter is generally creeps into spring, but it's not like real winter. It's like, hey, it's going to be 45 degrees outside all the time, and it's not going to snow. It's just going to be gross outside.
Fair enough.
And then it starts to rain and be 45 degrees, and then it's like, okay, now it's just wet and disgusting. But then it starts to get warm where it's like 60 outside, and that's when like people pop out the shorts. But like that's generally when you would say like summer is starting, or like late spring. It's like late spring,
okay,
right?
Okay, maybe.
I don't know. I'm used to at least... Northeastern.
A little more winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I think spring is kind of just dirty and gross. Summer is nice. Fall is nice. Winter can be gross.
It's okay, spring. I still like you.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
As for other things, like music and such, some music just played.
It was some good music.
It was definitely music.
Yes.
The first two, the only two songs I'm going to talk about right now. The first one was Gregory Alan Isakov's Suitcase Full of Sparks off of the Weatherman album.
I really like that one.
I am a fan of that whole album, and I would suggest it for anyone who liked that, or anyone, really. If you didn't like it, still listen to it. The next one was from Joel Cross, and it was a cover of T-Swift's Shake It Off.
That one threw me off a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is jamming, and then, oh.
So that's why I think it's always fun. Like, I actually am a big fan of covers in general. I always really like when I go to concerts and bands play covers of other bands. And I think it's a big win if, like, a good artist can cover a bad song and make it, like,
enjoyable.
Yeah. I will say, like, I think a lot of people on WMFO and a lot of people in general would be like, oh, like, T-Swift, and I think... You might be somewhat similar based on your expression, but like, I think she has her place in society, and it's like, you just might not like that place. And like, I'm not saying you do. You might not. I, from time to time, do enjoy listening to Taylor Swift when it comes on the radio. Like, you know, you're driving somewhere and you're by yourself, like, whip it out. Your singing voice, if you can.
What if you can't?
If you can't sing, it's still great. Like, if you have insulated car windows.
Oh.
I know. I can't sing.
So everyone watch out for Ben on the road.
Yeah. But yeah, it's good. I mean, I was talking to this while we were off the air, but we played Ryan Adams' renditions of Taylor Swift, and like, those are interesting to listen to. So it's good. You can go back through the archives and listen to that one. I don't know when it was or whatever.
I'll
but
find it.
Yeah. For more covers, did you know you want to listen to a French version of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Whoa.
That is a fact, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Interesting.
De faire semblant, c'est une grande gueule et souvent seul. Oh non, je me sens à contre-temps. Hello.
Dangerous. Here we are, na 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 na. Entertainers. I feel Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
So, thoughts?
I still have a smile on my face.
Yeah, I think that's like the greatest thing that we have in the station. Just the digital file for that PSA.
That was adorable.
Yeah, I think I play that probably every other week.
You should. It should get played more often.
Yeah.
PSA about the PSA. Everyone should play that one.
I think there's just such a drop off. There's like that one, which is a perfect 11 out of 10. And then immediate drop off to like an 8 out of 10, where there's like a couple that are there.
Okay.
And then just like, you know, don't drink and drive. Thanks, I'm Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Like, which is, you know, good.
Has their merits. But
good message, yeah.
Right.
Not good delivery, though.
But it's not a cat magnet.
I know. So that's, I think, the winner of the PSAs.
Thank you for that. Do you ever listen to it and think that you want to be that little boy?
I think I've lost that.
Oh.
No, I mean,
after the 80th time.
No, not that I don't. It's that I think I wish I was that. And I think maybe deep down inside I was, I forget his name, but that kid.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've now become an old fogey.
Oh.
Can't go on inventnow.org without asking my parents for permission. I don't even know if that website is still a thing.
Let's find out.
Inventnow.org. It seems like it's now just invent.org. I don't see many games. This doesn't seem like a particularly kid-friendly website, but
bummer.
It's cool. If you are a kid and you're listening and you like doing fun things, you should check it out along with your parent or guardian or anyone over the age of not you. And
is that legal terms? Anyone over the age of not you?
Yeah. That would actually be a terrible legal term. It would be anyone over the age of you.
Haven't you learned anything in comma class?
No.
Thanks. Shame on me.
But yeah, if you're a kid and you want to do invention things. And with the help of inventnow.org, you can do that. So.
And you can find your cat, too.
Indeed. Speaking of producing original content that is new on the internet.
Oh.
We know someone that did that exactly.
Yes.
So, a dear friend of ours.
Dear, dear friend.
And his band produced an album. I don't really know much about it other than I've listened to it. Do you happen to know any more background on it?
Not particularly.
I don't really know anything about like the band in general either. I just know our special friend.
I know our special friend. And then I also know another.
Those were the wrong sliders.
Thanks, Ben. Another special friend who's also in that band, Isaac.
Okay.
I have a long story about how I know Isaac. It's kind of funny.
Okay. How
will
we
listen? If you want to hear it later.
Have we listened to a song and then, talk about it?
Okay.
Cool.
Good.
Cool.
Here's a song.
The song is now. It's in the middle. No, let's just restart it.
Yep.
That was a small sample of what you will hear on the following song from Lost.
I was a European lifeguard, and I got swept out to sea. The current scattered my belongings in all directions from me. As I was struggling to stay afloat, we swam out effortlessly. You grabbed my cell phone and my wallet, pulled me back to the beach. There you stood, my passport. Last night you texted me drunk on a Sunday. I was wholly unprepared. We both were up till passing 30, crying in our underwear. You said I missed you as a partner. You said you missed me as a friend. I fell asleep without a warning. Spent the night awake in bed. There I lay, my sweaty pillow dripping as I held. Cross New England borders, but I won't defy your orders if they keep us estranged.
So those last couple of seconds, that great, yeah. I was going to say the last couple of seconds were probably sounding like dead air. It was not dead air. It was entirely intentional.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Well, sure. I'm just going along with it. Yeah. I can't really see what's going on, but.
You can just see the,
I know,
see the
I
cogs
know.
Working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it is. Almost time.
Wow, time goes by so quickly when you're not thinking about it.
True. True. So, it is 3:57, and you have been listening to Storytime with Papa T. You got another 2 minutes and 1 second. Minutes, 1 minute, 59 seconds of the show. And if you continue to listen, you will continue to hear the sounds of WMFO Medford. On 91.5 FM or on WMFO.org. If you've liked any of the music you've been hearing, feel free to go on WMFO.org and check out the playlists of Storytime with Papa T or any of the playlists of any other DJ on our station for the last forever.
All the playlists.
All of the playlists. And to finish out the hour until we segue into the next delightful DJ, it's going to be a little Ray Charles.
A little old school vinyl Ray Charles. A
little bit of Ray Charles.
It's a spinning.
It is very, very rocky disc, but it's going to be great. And apologies
oh,
if it's
yeah.
terrible.
Oh, yeah. We got a nice little wave in there. Let's see what we got.
That was pretty good. Let's listen. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I wake up morning. Charlie laid down with the blues.